Welcome to the Daily Financial Services News Wrap. I'm Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, here to summarize the news that impacts Australians on Friday, June 20th, 2025. Our first news of the day comes from the booming Perth property market. Detaching homes and units are set to see significant growth over the next 2 years, with Domain forecasting a 5% annual increase in house prices, which translates to a heartening $50,000 additional boost per year. Units are not far behind, with a projected 6% rise. It's certainly safe to say that Perth outpaces the national average rental yield at 4.3% compared to 3.7%. With these favorable projections, attentive investors and industry players are investigating buying opportunities in Perth. Needless to say, the city is set to see intensified development in response to high demand and limited supply. Moving to superannuation news and a call for reform. It's apparent that foreign workers from Pacific nations and Timor-Leste under the Pacific Australia Labour Mobility Scheme are finding difficulty in accessing their superannuation. Language and technology barriers are frustrating efforts to access balances ranging from $3,000 to $16,000. Dr. Rob Waite from the University of South Australia suggests a streamlined process where super is paid directly to funds in workers' home countries or integrated into wages. The positive implications of such changes could encompass relief of financial strain and fortification of Australia's relationships with these Pacific areas. Looking at the international scene, gold is grabbing attention. According to the Central Bank's Gold Reserve Survey, 43% of the world's central banks plan to elevate their gold holdings within a year, a considerable leap from last year's 29%. An overwhelming 95% foresee a global increase in these reserves, and many predict the resource's growing significance in reserve assets over the next 5 years. It's clear that the resilience and long-term value of gold are making it an attractive choice amidst persistent economic and geopolitical uncertainties. We wrap up our segment by acknowledging some industry leaders who have showcased excellence in insurance. The ACT Insurance Awards have bestowed the title of Insurance Leader of the Year on EML Group's Canberra branch. Among other recognitions, Allianz Workers' Compensation's Anne-Marie McGuire won the Excellence in Leadership Award and Konex Mark Tapper shone in risk management. The acknowledgement of these individuals will undeniably stimulate improvements in the insurance industry, further developing risk management and claims processing. That's your daily financial services news wrap up. Remember, for insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs, visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au. This has been Paige Estrotori. Have a great day, Australia.